This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Japanese government said North Korea fired projectiles toward its eastern sea on Wednesday, an apparent display of its expanding military capabilities ahead of a planned nuclear negotiations with the United States on Saturday. There were no reports of damage to Japanese vessels or aircraft traveling in the area. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the launches and said they violated UN resolutions against the North. Abe said the Japan National Security Council would discuss the situation and plan an appropriate response. A top GOP senator says the whistleblower at the heart of the U.S. Democrats' impeachment probe should be heard out and protected. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has this story.
Iowa's Chuck Grassley chairs the Senate Finance Committee and is a longtime whistleblower advocate, with some Republicans criticizing the whistleblower for relying in part on secondhand information. Grassley says it should not be rejected out of hand and that nobody should be making judgments or pronouncements without first hearing from the whistleblower. President Trump said yesterday he's trying to find out just who the whistleblower is. Grassley says the person's request for confidentiality should be respected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Taiwan's armed forces deployed a floating bridge as part of their rescue efforts Wednesday, following the collapse of a bridge over a bay in eastern Taiwan a day earlier. A towering bridge collapsed Tuesday, sending a burning oil tanker truck falling onto boats in the water below. Six people, all foreigners, were missing and are believed to be trapped on one of the fishing boats. 10 people are being treated at hospitals, some with serious injuries. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. China marks 70 years under